I found myself wondering, you all seem to live in fairly large households, must have got through a lot of food. How much, what did you get delivered? I mean, milk, presumably, bread, meat, groceries, were any of those delivered?
And there were lots of people came to the door selling their wares, like milk and bread and meat and groceries and wines and spirits and paraffin. And there was a shop at the top of the road next door to where the Nelson is now, and there was a man called Mr. Mayers, and he was a grumpy old man, and he owned the shop, and he had a lovely lady working for him called Ethel, who used to come on her bike and collect orders and then bring them back in this big basket on the front of her bike. And I used to wonder how she managed to balance it, because it always seemed to be top heavy. Of course, there were no Sainsbury's or Tesco's in those days.
Mm. Yes, we had the bread delivered. Actually, our baker down Tudor Drive, well, Andy Garthrood, just sort of had a hand cart. And the milkman had his horse, which is great amusement to my grandchildren, because they keep saying, "Oh, do tell us the old story, Nan, about when the milkman brought your milk with the horse." They can't believe, they cannot believe it. And everything was brought. Like, we had a man come with paraffin and gas mantles.
He used to come with a horse and cart, didn't he?
Yes.
On a Saturday morning.
Yes, that's right. And your black leading and your all those very old-fashioned things, you know. Your little dolly bags to whiten your sheets, you know, the dolly blues and pegs and really household general cleaning things. And yes, that all used to be brought to the door. Oh, Lifebuoy and Sunlight soap, you know. All things, very, very useful things. That was a regular man.
Pearson's from Worcester Park.
Yes, I believe you're right. Yes.
Imagine George.
From Mrs. Howard next door.
Right.
Madge and George, they were called.
That's right, yes, because my husband, as a boy, helped him out. You know, when he wasn't at school, he used to help on the rounds. He was very proud to tell me he earned a couple of coppers helping, you know, to knock on the doors and see what the ladies needed. Yes, that was, yeah, you're right.
The baker that used to bring our bread was Miss Adams from Central Road.
Right.
Yeah, Mr. Adams used to, and his brother was disabled in some way, and I always remember feeling worried about him, because he used to leave the car, and by the time he got to the gatepost, he was doubled over, and then he straightened himself up. And I thought, you know, I think nowadays, what would they have ever been able to help him or do anything for him? The greengrocer used to come. I think they had a lorry in our day. And who else used to come around? Or the milk, as you say, with Express Dairy with the car. Well, the milkman, he used to leave his cart outside the Beverley, where the big elm tree was. And if the man was in the Beverley too long, the horse would drag the cart right across the road and stamp and neigh until the man came out. You couldn't do it nowadays, could you?
I don't know.
There's a nice picture that Beth has given me of the shopping, mobile shop over the left-hand side.
Oh, yes.
Don't know what date that would have been, but...
I don't know.
It was a very yellow photo, so I should imagine it was before your time.
Yes, because I think that's my oldest sister.
Right.
I don't think it's Beryl, I think it's Joan.
Yeah.
And that's the butcher used to come from Hagent Road, Wimbledon, and that was the butcher. And that's my mum looking in the cart to see what she was going to buy.
But do you remember the days when the it was rationed? You could only have, according to the number of people in your family, that was the bread you could have.
Right.
Yes, I know, because there was quite a few of us. My grand could have a large bloomer loaf, you know, but that was only sort of twice a week. It was still rationed when the war finished. You know, you were limited to what you could have.
Yeah, I didn't realise bread was rationed. I mean, yes. I remember rationing vaguely, but I didn't realise bread was rationed.
Yes.
I can remember when Mrs. Howlett used to come home to Mum and she'd say, I'll look after the children. They've got bacon in down in the co-op. Or they've got such and such a thing in the co-op. And they'd all go off down there and queue up to get whatever was to come in.
Isn't it wonderful to think that the bakers and the milkmen and the rent, even the rent man called every Monday to when we were in Tudor Drive, and they were collecting this money. I mean, it was a lot of money by the time they got to one end of the road to the other. And, you know, they weren't mugged or nobody bothered about all the money they had on them in their bags. You know, it was rather nice to think of that, wasn't it? Everybody was safe.
Well, probably the money was heavy enough to hit them over the head. Yeah. It wasn't in those, was it?
Now, my Aunt Hilda and Aunt Dorothy, that's Grandfather Williams' sisters, they used to go round in the pony trap and collect the rents for the Hatfield properties. And they used to go around Morden. Well, I presume they were young women then, you know, in their teens or 20s, you know. And quite happily go around.